The AGI, that's obviously was an issue that we experienced this year in the 19th Congressional District there on the central coast of California with our farmers that got absolutely hammered by these severe storms that we got in January and in March. And basically, we were there on the ground getting those resources through FEMA, through USDA, through the FSA, letting them know, look, these resources are here. They're available to you. Then next thing you know, I have these producers coming to me saying, I don't qualify. I was like, whoa, hold on a second. Why is that? Well, there are certain caps to these programs that say that if you make more than 75% of your profits from agriculture, you can't do it. I was like, that makes no sense. So once again, these are the types of things why it's so important to be on the ground, to have the relationships that I do with my producers, to hear from them. And then we can make these legislative fixes like the AGI Act, making sure that those limitations are no longer there. A bipartisan bill that I authored, introduced with Kat Kamick from Florida to basically get rid of those limitations. And once again, that's a bill that we're going to try to get into the farm bill coming up here.